Fan Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians, hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's the Wham Bam East Van Show on CJSF 90.1 FM. We are broadcasting the audio from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, and the Catsey and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. Today, we have Anita with us. Anita, say hello.
Hello.
Yes, and please tell people how to pronounce your last name.
My last name is pronounced Eccleston.
Eccleston, folks. So Anita Eccleston has brought an instrument to the studio. And which instrument did you bring today?
Today I brought Black Beauty, an electric ukulele.
Ooh, Black Beauty. So that's your little nickname. She was telling me that she had a little name for it. Okay, so it's an electric ukulele. This is the first time I'm seeing it. And we did a little a sound check, and it sounds amazing. And you're about to hear it in an instant here. We're playing Long Nights. Maybe tell everyone about this song and then go for it.
Sure, yeah. I wrote this song about almost exactly a year ago, or 2 years ago, actually. I wrote it at the request of a programmer from Kamloops, CFBX. Wanted some Christmas music, and I didn't have anything. I didn't produce it in time for that year, so last year I released it, 1 year later. And it did really well, and I was really just so happy with the community response to it. It's a song I wrote missing my family during the pandemic, not being able to visit them. We were really psyched to go up to Kamloops last year for Christmas, finally see my family, but then the highway got destroyed by the atmospheric river, so it was quite a disappointment, but this year we're going to make it up. Gonna go see my family finally for Christmas. So this song is about my family and about being together.
Of memories.
us Decembers. Keep me warm as I remember those years when we could be together.
On CJSF 90.1 FM. And she's been to a few radio stations, you said. Did you want to mention the other ones that you've been to?
Oh, yeah. We can shout out to Lakehead University. I think it's CILU. And then I've also been to CFBX, of course. That's my sort of my hometown station. And now I'm here.
Yeah. And you wanted to do some shout outs as well.
Oh, yeah. I want to shout out. I got a couple people I want to say hi to. So my folks up in Kamloops mm-hmm. are tuning in right now, and possibly other family as well. I'm not 100% sure, but hey, Ecclestons, what's up? Perry Como. It's almost time. And also I got a friend out in Australia who's tuning in. So what's up, Owen?
Good night, mate. All right. What's the next song here?
We got an old classic here.
Yes.
This one is one of my favorites. I try to do it at every show because I'm determined that everyone everywhere should eventually hear this song. It's called Island Lament. And it was written with a little bit of a hangover. A great song came out of it. So I'm pleased with that. Well, let's do it. Reggae. Doubt bad night.
Headphones fell off. All right. Yeah, the next song we got is called Lovely.
Lovely, lovely. Lovely is a song I wrote for my partner about a very special day for us. Yes.
And he's here in the studio.
He is here
it's Patrick.
Oh,
we'll put his mic on here. Say hello, Patrick.
Hello, Patrick.
That's my guy.
Yeah, and Patrick, you're from Ottawa.
Yes, originally.
Originally.
But
so
I've been out here since I was like 15. So
I always ask people, do you vote for the Canucks or do you vote for Ottawa? What is it?
I'm a fan. Originally, I was a Montreal Canadiens
you're
fan
Montreal,
growing
yeah.
up as a little kid.
Right, yeah.
Because my father, who's a French-Canadian.
Mm.
But I became a Canucks fan around 14, 13 years
yep.
old.
Yep. Okay, very yeah. good.
But I don't watch too much.
Too much
anymore.
These days, I know, right? Come on, Canucks. My yeah. goodness.
Heartbreaking stuff.
All right, well, we're going to talk about something more lovely, but yeah. we're going to play a song called Lovely.
Yeah. And wide. I told you that I was delighted. I've forgotten this place was so nice. And then I heard a sweet sound.
Was Real Whistling by Anita Eccleston, folks. All right. Now let's hear some whistling from Patrick. Do a little. I can't even do it. I'm not.
I was whistling with my teeth.
Are you whistling with your teeth?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Amazing.
I learned that from my dad.
Okay. Thanks, Dad. Okay. And let's talk about Girl A and Girl B. What is that a new band or what is that?
Yeah. Girl A, Girl B is a new project that I started with my sister in the summer of 2019. We were twin sisters, so our voices when we sing are very similar, not quite the same. I have a different level of experience in jazz, singing jazz and stuff, but she's a classically trained oboe player.
Oh, really?
But she's a wonderful singer, and so we started singing together, and when we sing harmonies, it's real, real sweet. So we do have a video up on YouTube of us singing Separator by Radiohead, which is pretty awesome.
Oh, I got the Robots one right here.
Oh,
maybe
yeah.
We'll just play a little bit of that.
Sure, yeah, that's from that summer.
This is a cover of Dan Mangan's Robots.
Loved by you. The ones who be 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 loved by you. The
Nice. All right. Now tell me about these two guys that are playing behind the scenes there.
Well, we've got John Kostelic on viola and the third party to Girl A, Girl B, a permanent core member of the band named Doug Gorkoff. He's a cello player. I almost dragged him in tonight, but he had a rehearsal. So, but yeah, he's great. They're releasing a new album in the new year that is featuring various vocalists, and it's all string quartet focused music. It's very exciting, actually. I can't remember what the album will be called, but Black Dog String Quartet, watch out for
Black them. Dog String Quartet, and we're going to play them right here on CJSF 90.1 FM. This is a cover of Portugal the Man. Feel it still, baby. Lots of instruments in there, Black Dog String Quartet, and you play a few string instruments yourself. Maybe tell me about all the different instruments you play.
Well, I mean, it all started with piano as a kid, you know, piano lessons, learning the basics and stuff. And then my big brother was playing a lot of trumpet at high school, and I was like, oh, I want to play trumpet like my big brother, Tom. So I got him to teach me a little bit about the trumpet, and then things happened, and I got really good at trumpet and wanted to be a professional and went to university to play it. I fell in love with jazz, so I started playing. I went to university for jazz because I fell in love with it. But then, as an adult after university, I wanted to learn to play guitar, which was really hard, but I learned a bit of guitar. I'm no pro, but I did write some songs using my guitar. I do love to jam with the family with my guitar. And eventually it led to the acquisition of ukuleles in Hawaii, and then a better ukulele here in town. I just decided a couple years before the pandemic, I wanted to be like jazz ukulele. Mm-hmm. So I started learning all my jazz chords, not just the basics, but beyond that. And so now I can like kind of play whatever I want, which is really cool and liberating. And and maybe one day I'll get an electric guitar, you know, but that's all the stringed instruments. I also play flugelhorn, which is kind of like a big dark trumpet, dark sounding trumpet. And I also, you know, will pick up whatever's around and a percussion instrument and play it if it's a low pressure situation.
Yeah, we're going to talk about Christmas next. Yeah. And yeah, you said you have a few family favorite songs that you like to talk about at home or sing about.
Well, I always remember taking my first jazz solo on Christmas Day with my parents. And there's video footage somewhere of that. And like all my brothers and sisters playing instruments, and I took a solo in my trumpet, and I'd been playing for just a few months. It was bad, but there's video evidence somewhere. It sort of kept up as a tradition, even through our cringy teens and stuff. And so I love to play music with the family over the holidays, and I look forward to sitting down at the piano at my parents' house and playing through some old standards. This one here that I've got prepared is kind of an homage to how I feel and what I'm planning on for this year.
This one's called I'll Be Home for Christmas.
I'll be home for Christmas.
Gosh, it was so beautiful.
Thank you.
Yes, and you are going home for Christmas, which makes it extra special.
Yeah, not my dreams this year.
All right, now you want to talk a little bit about the next song because it's quite emotional, you were saying. Yes.
So this next song is called The Prayer. It's for people who are grieving. Mm. There's a lot of that going on,
mm-hmm.
Pretty much all the time, but it's been a really tough few years. And it kind of popped out rather quickly about a year and a half ago. It's really meaningful. So I'm really looking forward to recording this next year to put out a future album. I have demos, but can't wait to get an official version for everybody. But you're going to hear it here today.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Yes, on CJSF 90.1 FM.
This won't be the end of song. That's how I know I will get along. Dear Lord, please give me a sign. Tell me everything will be just fine. Ooh. 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 I don't know how else to grieve. Dear Lord, help me lift my hand. All of this is more than I can stand. Desperate please, I am broken down and on my knees.
Amazing. We're going to get to a break and we're going to come back with more Anita. Stay tuned.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. During the 80s and the 90s, CJSF would come into its own as a serious platform for independent artists and a forum for people to express ideas not present in the mainstream media. Summer 2002. CJSF receives a license from the Canadian Radio Telecommunications Commission to broadcast over the FM airwaves. February 13th, 2003, 7 p.m. CJSF goes on air at 90.1 FM, and we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Atención.
Yuka Stereo. Yuka Stereo. Domingos 6 a 8 p.m. 90.1 CJSF Radio.
CJSF
90.1 FM.
Radio Mano Papachango
90.1 FM. Yuka Stereo.
Yuka Stereo.
Atención.
Atención. That's right. We have a Spanish program, Radio Alicia and Yuka Stereo. And Anita, do you speak any Spanish?
Sí, señorita.
Sí, señorita. Oh, I got to put that up a little bit more. So you are in a mariachi band. Tell me about that.
I'll tell you about it in English because my Spanish is in progress.
Un poquito.
Un poco.
Un poco. As you can tell, we don't speak Spanish.
I don't get to practice as much as I used to. but I do my Duolingo every day. Mm. So, I wanted to learn Spanish because I'm a part of an ensemble called Las Estrellas de Vancouver. It's an all-woman mariachi band here in Vancouver on a little bit of a hiatus at the moment. Mm-hmm. But that's why I wanted to learn, so I could sing more of the songs and also just understand what all the ladies were saying at rehearsal.
Ah. And so you guys all wear the hats and everything?
We actually wear flowers in our hair.
Flowers in your hair,
it's
yes.
It's a lot better for traveling. But we do wear skirts, so it's a little less good for traveling.
Okay, yeah.
But yeah, we wear the full mariachi suits. And several different versions. I've got like a white coat version and, you know, special boots that I wear with it and
nice.
Such. And of course the moon or the bows that we
the
wear.
The bows, yeah. Yes.
Yeah, so it's lovely. I love dressing up for these shows.
And have you been to Mexico or down south?
Yeah, we traveled to Tlaxcala for an all-woman mariachi festival back in 2017 in mm-hmm. the summer. We were representing Canada.
Woohoo!
Yeah, it was
represent.
Cool. They were very excited that we came because we were the only all woman mariachi band in Canada or were at that time anyways. Mm-hmm. And then we also the following summer we went to Los Angeles to play a festival there as well.
Oh,
so
wow! It must have been huge down there.
It was really awesome. It was cool. We played with Les Divas, the mariachi, the group run by Cindy Shea, the legend. Mm-hmm. So that was a very cool experience being able to play with them in the mass band at the end. And it was just it's been such an enriching and rewarding experience. Michelle Cormier is the band leader, and so it's been so wonderful working with her and all of the ladies. It's strange to be in a band with all women, but I got really used to it.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, I hope, yeah, we see you guys play, like, yeah, I know it's slowly coming back, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Maybe the spring or summer.
Oh, I'm sure we'll be out there, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Isn't there a Latino festival here?
There's
several, right?
The Carnival del Sol, I
yes,
think.
Yeah,
we did that one summer, yeah.
Yep.
And we've done a few different events. There's it's sort of like all kinds of different stuff. There's a lot of really wonderful Spanish-speaking culture here, mm-hmm. and Mexican culture here. So we've had lots of interesting opportunities over the years.
And talking about going around walking in circles,
ooh.
You have a song called yeah. Walking in Circles.
Yeah, yeah, I started writing this before the pandemic, but only right before, kind of as around the time it was starting. And I finished it up in the summer in my garden in the backyard. And it's sort of a song where you feel like you're not really going anywhere, but you're still doing stuff, and it's telling you to wait, just stop and take a second and enjoy what's going on around you now instead of looking so far into the future.
All right.
So this is about appreciating the moment. It's also a jazz tune. I feel like I'm walking in circles. Seems like I'm still where I began. On the horizon, nothing's changing. Sun goes up and down again. Spinning my wheels, climbing this slope. Can't see the summit from here. Slipping and sliding, but I keep on riding. Time to switch to highest gear. It's good to kick back and relax, though. Stop and smell the flowers. Contemplate my current state. Evaluate and clean my slate. Let the river pull me through these ordinary days that drift away. Turn into golden memories. Stop and breathe and take a beat. Sit back. Contemplate my
my current state, evaluate and clean my slate. Let the river pull me through these ordinary days that drift away, turn into golden memories. Stop and breathe and take a beat. Sit back.
We're doing this live, folks, with Anita Eccleston, and we're going to talk about her brand new album.
Yeah.
Yes, it's called Gala Gardens.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and you're going to tell me about who the artist is.
Yeah, okay, so the artist on this album is a woman named Emily Vallon,
mm-hmm.
and I met her through Twitch, actually. She's a Twitch streamer and does her art online, and I just saw it and thought it was so beautiful, and she's sort of become a friend through, you know, like during the pandemic, we sort of sought human connection in all different kinds of places than we would expect.
Mm-hmm.
So, Emily was so kind as to create this beautiful art, and there's actually more art on the way for our future single and music video that we're going to be releasing for Night Sky. But today we're talking about we're going to maybe play a song, I think.
Yes, we are. Yes, Golden Hour.
Yeah, Golden Hour is the first single that we made, and Patrick actually helped me conceive of and produce the music video.
Yeah, Patrick. Tell us a little about how you produced it.
I helped write it a bit. I came up with a bit of the storyline, and kind of had to do with our pet bearded dragon.
Uh-huh.
And
Ray.
And we had these ideas for a children's book, and it kind of came from that. So we just talked about that, and
we made a little stop motion video.
Nice. Yeah. Oh wow.
It was our first time doing a stop motion, so
yeah.
It was a lot of work to do, like, you know, take a picture every few, right?
It was, but it was neat because the subject, of course, was Ray, so it was making her walk was a really big challenge, but also really cool. It turned out really neat in the end.
Oh,
really
fantastic.
Sweet.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to hear Golden Hour right here on CJSF.
Thank you.
we're back. Yes, so that was from the album. Did you want to talk about the other songs, or?
I mean, sure. Yeah, the songs are all pretty diverse. They have a wide range of feels and sounds and styles. The trumpet, of course, is all over the place in there. More heavily on the back half of the album. Mm-hmm. I kind of made the album as a challenge to myself to see if I could make like a lo-fi track, and it kind of morphed into something a fair bit more complicated than just sort of a straight lo-fi beats. Which I'm glad for, because I have myself fallen in love with the album and listen to it regularly.
And you will fall in love with it too. It's called Gala Gardens. All right, we got some more songs which she's going to play live here. I guess we're going to start with Smile first. And tell me about this song called Smile.
Smile is a song written by Charlie Chaplin, actually, for his movie Limelight. So it's a classic old-fashioned tune. And it's about coming through when you're hurting, actually, and not dissimilar to the prayer, really. But it's just sort of new to my repertoire, so I thought, well, I'll bring it today. It's real pretty.
Smile, though your heart is aching. Smile, even though it's breaking. When there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by. If you smile through your fear and sorrow, smile. Sun comes shining through for you. Light up your face with gladness. Hide every trace of sadness. Although a tear may be ever so near, that's the time you must keep on trying. Smile, what's the use of crying? You'll find that life is still worthwhile.
Oh my goodness, your voice is amazing. Do you do anything to warm up?
I do warm up, yes.
Yeah.
I kind of treat my vocal cords like I treat my chops, my trumpet chops. So I'll do sort of choral exercises, arpeggios and things. Today I practiced.
Mm.
So I was warming up on these tunes. I did a little bit of
arpeggios in the shower, you know. But yeah, you got to warm up so you have control of your voice. Just like playing the trumpet.
And some people, I don't know, do they like drink a little bit of like olive oil or something? Like, do you do anything like that?
I don't.
No? Okay.
I once got advice that a little sip of beer can really help.
Oh, right. Now we're talking.
thanks, Henry Small. I try to stay away from too much of bubbly things, mostly, so there's not burps and such. But yeah, I think just sort of, you know, using your voice and being gentle on it and warming it up.
All right. Let's talk about beers. what do you like to drink?
When it comes to beers, I like a good sour, a good IPA. I like a good wheat ale. Oh, wait, I like all beer.
How about you, Patrick?
IPAs.
IPAs for Patrick. Okay. All right. We got a last song here.
Yes. Yes. This is another Christmas song, a classic. From 1942. I think the war era really produced a lot of good Christmas music, really nostalgic for home kind of Christmas music. This one's called Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. It's my wish to all of you.
Have yourself your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
Goodness, it feels like Christmas now. It's December 1st, folks, with Anita Eccleston.
Woo-hoo.
Well, it's almost that time. We have to end the show, and hopefully we're going to have you back again maybe next year sometime. We'll see.
With Girly Girl B, I'll bring my sister Liz in.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you, Patrick, for coming in and helping out with all the equipment here. This is fantastic. All right, where can people find your music?
On my website, AnitaEccleston.com. If you're not sure how to find me, just Google Anita Trumpet Vancouver, because who doesn't need a trumpet in Vancouver? Just kidding. It's my name, Anita.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Wham Bam
East Van!
Awesome. All right. We're going to end with more Anita Eccleston. Here's A Long Nights on CJSF. And just remember, our next show is a hip-hop show called Next Up on 8 o'clock. So stay tuned for that. We'll see you all next week. Good night.
Long nights staring at the many colored lights through my window. thrive, and I know I'm gonna be alright. Christmas is the time of year when I hold my family so dear. Perry Como sings a sweet melody as we gather around the Christmas tree. Together.